Before you start your next launch, listen to this episode. I am breaking down the three things you must do before you launch anything. So stay tuned.
I'm Jess. After launching dozens of courses and generating multiple six figures in revenue online, I have learned the right and wrong way to launch an online course. And in the last 2 years, I have helped my friends and clients generate more revenue with less stress using my aligned launch formula. On this podcast, I'm sharing with you my simple strategies and systems so you can make more money online and make a bigger impact on the world. Keep listening for the Launch Fix Podcast.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Launch Fix Podcast. Jess here, and today I am breaking down what you need to do before you launch. Oftentimes, I see people say, like, I'm ready to launch, and they plan to do their launch like a week later. And sure, that might have varied results, but I want to talk about what needs to happen before you launch. It is no secret that I believe that the power of your launch comes before the launch. It's really what you do before the doors open, before your high value presentation, before any of those things is really what matters when it comes to your launch. So on today's episode, I'm going to break down the three things that you need to do before you go into your launch so that you can go into that high-value presentation prepared. So that's what we're going to talk about on today's episode. The first thing that you need to do before you go into your launch is all about attracting the right audience. You need to attract an audience of at least 100 ideal clients. Without this pool of ideal clients to launch to, you really aren't ready to launch. And I know there are other people out there saying the launch grows your list and you don't have to have a list to launch. And honestly, I think that's a bunch of bullcrap because you need people to launch to. Yes, your launch can grow your list, but only if you're running paid ads. And not everybody is ready to do that. And I don't recommend doing that until you have a launch that you know converts. And so really taking the time to build your audience of actual ideal clients before you launch is going to go a long way. I see so many people share their debriefs and share their launch outcomes and say that they only had 12 to 50 people opt into their launch. And honestly, that's just not enough people. And if you're sitting here feeling frustrated that your last launch was a flop and you had less than 100 people opt into it, you need to roll it back and go back into audience building mode. Now, audience building mode doesn't mean just growing an audience for the sake of growing an audience. One of the biggest mistakes that I see people making right now, especially around Instagram and Reels, is hopping on viral trends trying to grow an audience. But unless your audience is your audience of ideal clients, this really doesn't matter, right? You can grow an audience of people who want to see you lose weight, but if you're business is about gardening, they're not going to be the right people for your offer. And so rather than just building an audience and more people and like really focusing on the number, focus on the quality of those leads. I actually have an episode all about this, about how to attract higher quality leads into your launches. So check that out if you want to learn things that you can do to get better leads into your launch. But more or as important as that is making sure that you have at least 100 leads in your launch before you launch. So if you don't have 100 people on your email list, if you don't have 100 people who've opted into some kind of freebie or some kind of opportunity before you launch, then you don't really have a big enough pool of people to launch to. And it's okay to roll it back. It's okay to go slow, to go fast. And audience growth is absolutely crucial going into your launch. The more people that you have on your list, the better chances your launch will have to be successful. And so go back and start attracting the right people. Establish your authority and attract the people who see you as somebody who can solve a problem for them and a problem that they care about solving. This is going to go a long way when it comes to your launch because you're going to have people who not only trust you, they see you as authority, they see you as somebody who can solve their problem, and they have the problem that you solve. Like all of those things are in order. And so when you launch to them, you're just putting an offer in front of people who you already know need it, want it, and trust you to be the person to give it to them. So this is absolutely key before you go into a launch to make sure that you have that 100 people in your audience before you launch. And the reason I say 100 is roughly for every 100 ideal clients in your audience, meaning your email list, your Facebook group, somewhere that they have opted into to show you that like, I care about what you're saying, not necessarily Instagram because not all of your followers see your stuff and they're not really opted in to your content on Instagram. They're just passively following you. But for every 100 ideal clients in your true audience, 1 to 3 of them will buy. So if you had 27 people opt into your launch and nobody bought, that's why. If you had 27 people buy into your launch and one person bought, you had an amazing launch and you still need to grow your audience before your next launch. So looking at your launch goals, if you want to have 25 people buy your program, then you need to have 2,500 to, math is hard, 25 times 3, whatever. Do the math for yourself. Anywhere from 1 to 3 out of that 100 will buy. If it's 3, yeah, I cannot do that math off the top of my head. Sorry. But anywhere from 1 to 3 of them will buy out of every 100. So to get 25, you'll need to have a certain number of people up to 2,500 in your audience in order to make that happen. Now it's really going to bother me. It's less than 1,000. That I can tell you. My estimation skills, anywhere from roughly 1,000 to 2,500, you will get 25 people purchasing your program. So really looking at those numbers and say, okay, how many people do I need to get on my email list? How many people do I have to have opted into my content before I launch to give me a gauge of what my launch will be at the end of the day? And along with this, spending that time building the authority and growing your audience before you launch is worth the time investment. If you push your launch off by a month so you can focus on this for a month, that is absolutely worth it. Now, I don't want you to push your launch off indefinitely. Like, that doesn't help anybody. But if you're pushing off your launch off indefinitely and not growing your audience, then we have bigger problems. And that's a later episode. So, number two, the second thing you need to do before you launch your offer or anything at all is get clear on the problem that you solve, that they have, that they want solved. This is all about your messaging. The way that you articulate what you do matters. And this is a lesson that I've learned time and time and time and time and time and time again, because your launches are an opportunity to test your messaging and tweak it. And if you think that it's a set it and forget it thing when you're really first starting out and trying to build that scalable launch asset, then you're going to be in for a rude awakening. Your messaging will improve the more that you put it in front of people. And I really learned this lesson the hard way back when I was first launching the program that's now helped over 800 people called Booked Out Bootcamps. My messaging for that at the very beginning was really, really vague. And it was really vague because I thought that it needed to be vague. I didn't want to exclude anybody, right? I wanted everybody to feel like they could relate to my messaging. But at the end of the day, my program helps solve a really specific problem for a really specific person. And without using specific messaging, I wasn't attracting the right people at all. And so way back in the day, my messaging for that program was make more sales in your business. Whew, could that be any more vague? What kind of sales? What kind of business? How many is more? Like, what? It's so bad, you guys. I have been there too. And so if you're sitting here like, crap, my messaging is make more sales in your business, it's a good opportunity to look at that and see, is this actually attracting the right people to my offers? And if not, it's time to specify it. Like I talk about with messaging, it needs to be the carrot that attracts the right rabbit for your offer. And if your messaging is not even a carrot, if you're just throwing vegetables out there, you don't know what you're going to catch, right? And so being as specific as possible, you can put out a carrot that will attract the rabbit who's the right rabbit for your offer. And so when I decided to, after testing and testing and launching and launching, I really figured out that the messaging that really speaks to my ideal clients is not about making more sales. It's about hitting SC. SC in Beachbody language stands for Success Club, which is kind of their metric for success, hence the name. And it is sales, but certain kinds of sales. And it's what they consider to be successful. And so rather than worrying about making more sales in your business, I started talking about hitting Success Club every month or hitting SC every month because nobody knows what SC means if you're not a Beachbody coach. And so that was instantly a complete light switch in my messaging and in my business because the people who were attracted to my ads, the people who were attracted to my messaging, one, knew what SC was. It was actually funny. I had somebody comment on an ad of mine the other day, like, what is SC? And I didn't respond, though I thought about it. And I was going to say, if you don't know what SC is, this ad isn't for you. But rather than being sassy, I just let it go. And somebody explained it to her. And she's like, oh, I'm not a Beachbody coach. And it's like, yeah, obviously. Like, we knew that because you didn't know what SC was. And so, like, that's a good thing. It's a good thing that people seeing your ad who are not your ideal client don't know what you're talking about. It's okay to sound crazy to people who don't understand because they're not your ideal client, so they're not going to be interested in your offer. You don't want to speak to them. You want to speak to the right people. And so how can you get really good at articulating what you do to your ideal client in a way that they know, oh my God, this is for me? And so that's such an important piece when you're going into your launch, because if you're still launching with make more sales in your business, you're really going to struggle to convert those people into clients. So really get clear on how you do this or get clear on your messaging and how to articulate what you do. And one of my favorite ways to do this is by doing market or messaging research. This is different than market research in that you're not actually talking to everybody. But you are going through and stalking other people's content, you're stalking Facebook groups, you are looking at other things that will help you hear their struggle in their words. And I actually talk about this on episode 74. So go back and listen to that one. It was a few weeks ago. It's the totally legal way to get inside your ideal client's mind. And I talk about this stalking process that I teach about really getting clear on the messaging and the words that they are using to describe their problem. When you do that, your messaging will attract better people because it's going to be in words that they themselves are using, and they're going to know instantly that you are speaking to them. So the first thing was to attract an audience of at least 100 ideal clients. The second thing is get clear on how to articulate the problem that you solve that they have and really say it in a way that makes them know that you have something that can help them. And the third thing is create a scalable, results-driven offer. Yes, I recommend that you have an offer before you launch. This is something that is very contrary to what so many leaders in the industry talk about. And I completely disagree with the whole monetize before you make it messaging. And in fact, I have a podcast all about that as well. I promise this isn't like a roundup episode. I just have already talked about some really great stuff. That's episode 69. So if you want to learn more about why you shouldn't monetize before you make it, go back and listen to 69. But long story short, you have to have a program that gets people results. And again, if this means that you delay your launch by 4 to 6 weeks because you're building your offer, that's a good thing. It's a good opportunity to create content around the things that you're recording in your program, because you're going to be so knee deep in your content by creating your program that you can talk about it on social media. So if you're struggling to create content that leads to your offer, why don't you build your offer first? And then use that process of building your program out to create content about it. It's beautiful, right? And in that time, you can start attracting that audience and building your list up to more than 100. So you have the right people in your audience who want your offer. It really is a win-win situation. And in addition to creating your program before you launch it, which always recommend, your offer is not just your program. And I think that, again, this is something that not a lot of people talk about. Your program is obviously an important piece of your offer, but if you're looking at your dinner plate, it's not just protein, right? If you're sitting down and you just have a chicken breast on your plate, that's not a very appetizing offer, right? Your offer is so much more than that. It is a much bigger thing that has more components to it. And I have an episode about this too, though I forgot to look up the number, and it's early, like 7, 8, or 9. And it's like the reason, I don't know, it's something about offers. But I have an episode, I'll have it in the show notes. I'll have my team find it and stick it in the show notes. But I have an episode all about the 5 things that your offer needs. And it's not just your program. Luckily, they all start with P, because that's who I am as a person. And you're really looking at the things that you need in your offer outside of just the program will really help you get and like will really help you position your offer as the solution to their problem. And the third thing about having this scalable results-driven offer is building the infrastructure to support the volume of people that you are launching to and the volume of people who are coming into your program. And not to do another callback, I promise, not a roundup, but it just fits really apropos. Episode 77 last week is all about building the infrastructure of a scalable program. And that is really key to getting more people in and getting more people results. And you should really have an offer that gets people results. I cannot tell you enough that getting people results is the easiest way to get more people into your programs, because they're going to talk about it. They're going to share those results. They're going to give you testimonials, and you're going to have proof that your program actually gets people results. So focus on getting people results with your program. More people will get results with your program, and that will bring more people to your program to get more results. It's really this beautiful symbiotic system. So that is what you need in place before you launch. And all of these things will help you leading up to your launch, but your launch is so much more than just the 5-day challenge or the webinar or whatever your launch mechanism is. So to recap, the first thing you need is an audience of at least 100 ideal clients. The second is to get clear on how to articulate the problem that you solve. And the third is to create a scalable results-driven offer. And once you have all these things in place, then it's time to launch. And if you are looking to plan your next launch, you do not want to miss my upcoming masterclass on setting up your launch experiment. This is going to be so good. It's brand new content that I haven't shared before, all about planning and getting ready for your launch and setting up the experiment so that you can get results, get the data, do an analysis, and then repeat it for future launches. So if you want to learn all about setting up your next launch experiment, go to jessoconnell.com/experiment to learn more and to register to join. So if you have any questions, I would love to chat with you on Instagram at jess.oconnell_. If you love today's episode, take a screenshot, share it on there, tag me, and I would love to hear your feedback. And I will see you in that masterclass and in my next episode. Have a good one.